Hey everyone, Amy Wood here. Dean Smith, as you know, passed away over the weekend, and there's something kind of unusual here that my husband, a longtime ACC basketball official, developed a relationship with Dean Smith over many, many, many years. And so I'm actually interviewing my husband here about Dean Smith today. So hey Mike Wood, how are you?
Hello, Amy Wood, how are you?
All right, well, let's talk about him, Mike. I mean, you really have had an opportunity, especially post-retirement, Dean Smith, to get to know him even better than you did on the court. But tell us about him. What's your lingering memory as you think back on his amazing career?
Well, I got to know him when I refereed for him. And then when he retired, his son Scott and I are friends. And Scott, believe it or not, he's a basketball referee. And we refereed together. And he asked, after he retired, he asked Scott, would it be appropriate for us to play golf together? And I don't need much of an excuse to play golf with anyone, as you know. And I decided that I would do that. And I got to know him, played golf with him, I guess, two or three times, had lunch with him two or three times after he retired. And he was the same consummate gentleman on the golf course that he was in real life and when I refereed for him. But an intense competitor who was not afraid to have a sense of humor on the golf course. We had a lot of fun. A highly, highly intelligent man who, everything I've heard said about him in the last day or so since we found out that he had passed away, I would echo all those sentiments.
Is there anything that you heard that surprised you that maybe you had never heard before as you've watched all the different coverage?
Not really. I mean, you just knew he was a good person. I mean, you read some of these tributes to him, and I think he's someone who will never be replaced in the game. In refereeing his games, you never heard profanity. If you had a problem with a player and told him about it, that player left the game. He'd take him out of the game. And the same way in private life after he retired, I mean, he was just amazing to sit there and talk to. He was a wealth of knowledge about a variety of subjects, not just basketball. And he was, you know, well versed in political events, world events, and he was certainly, he had an opinion on them. And it was a joy to sit down and talk to him. You were talking with someone that, you know, understood what was going on. And I enjoyed that as much as anything. And to watch his, he was just very magnanimous with people that we saw and asked for an autograph or a picture. He was fine with that. It was not like it was a chore. It was like he was honored that someone would ask him. And that's hard to see that in people.
What do you think made him so good as a coach?
Preparation, understanding the game, understanding that the status quo wasn't necessarily what had to happen every time. He was a great innovator, and probably more than anything, he was a great game coach. He understood the game and the nuances, and he coached to that. He understood what was going on the floor, and he made adjustments when he had to, and I think that's what made him a great coach. And as I told him one time, and I'll never forget this, I said, "Coach, you've had a great," this is after you retired, and I said, "Hey, you had a great career, great coach," and he stopped me and he said, "Mike, do you know what makes great coaches?" I kind of looked at him and he said, "Great players." So he understood that it wasn't just him, he always tried to deflect any type of, you know, praise. He always deflected it another way. You know, great coaches, yeah, great players, and great assistants. You know, you never forget that thing because he was never going to take singular credit.
You know, we both have gone through the memory loss journey in our own family with your dad, I mean, with your mom and my dad, and then, you know Scott so well and have, you know, seen that process for that family, they were so brave in sharing sort of the journey in that one piece. There was that one amazing story about the the memory loss and the difficult health journey that he'd been on leading up to this death this past weekend. What's your sense of what was your takeaway from what you were able to glean from Scott, without giving away obviously any personal family secrets or anything? But I mean, they really went through a lot.
They did, and they handled it with grace and dignity. And I think Coach Smith, that's the way he lived. A lot of dignity and a lot of grace. And I think that that's the way they handled this situation. And as you alluded to, we went through the loss of two parents who suffered Alzheimer's, dementia, neurocognitive disorder. And it was so cruel with Coach Smith because of the great memory he had. You hear all these stories about how he met somebody 5 years ago and had what they thought was a brief conversation. And 5 years later, he would see them and say, "Hey, how are you? I met you doing this, or remember this." And you're like, wow. And that was him. And I think that was probably the most cruel thing to everyone about Coach Smith, is that he had such a fantastic memory. The first time I played golf with him, his memory was, I said, "Coach, I bet you don't remember the first time that I refereed a game you were." He said it was against the Citadel on a Sunday afternoon. Wow. Now, this is in 97. That game would have been 10 years earlier, and he'd already been involved in probably 350 more games since then. And he remembered it, and he said, "I really like the fact that you kept refereeing the game." He said, "We won handily, but you kept refereeing." And he remembered that. And I'm like, you know, that was really true. That was really the game. And that's the type of memory he had. So to be robbed of some of that was the most cruel of fates for someone who had such an extraordinary memory.
Well, I appreciate you speaking with me and sharing this with everybody, because I know he was a special man, and so many people are looking back on his legacy, and it's great for you to do that. Thank you.
I'm privileged to, you know, and honored that I knew him away from the court after the game. I got to interact with him a good bit, and that's, I certainly count that as one of the highlights of being involved in basketball and in my day-to-day life. So thanks for doing the interview, and there'll only be a slight